מאוד אל תושם פיידלת הרב צבי לבן שליטה.
One of the common mitzvahs derabbanan which we have by many people, a daily mitzvah, is the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, washing our hands before eating a suda of bread. The Tekonos Chazal of netilas yadayim, it's a very chosh v'tekona, all tekonos are chosh, there's a special chashivas to this tekona. And we see these two reasons behind the tekona on the netilas yadayim. The first reason is, Chazal were goyzer, Gemara and Shabbos Yudalit, Shlomo Melech was goyzer, Tumas yadayim, hands, since they touch all sorts of things, and can touch Gemara and Tumim, so they were goyzer, Tumas yadayim, and Shlomo Melech was goyzer, you have to wash your hands before touching kodshim. He was mesak, and the hands have only got tumma in the darg of a shlishi l'tumma, can't be metame many things, but can be metame kodshim. So for kodshim, he was mesaken netilas yadayim. Came along Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and they took the tekon a step further. They are mesaken, even for truma. You have to wash your hands. That the hands have not only got a din of a shlishi l'tumma, which can be metama only kodshim, they've got a din of sheni l'tumma, that they can be metama truma as well. In the times of the Tanoim, they took the tekona to a third stage. That they were mesaken, you're dying to me, even for chulin, you need to wash your hands. Any sort of suda, the main suda with pas, you have to wash your hands. Hands have got a din tumah even benegeh to chulin. The reason why they took the takona to the third stage, not only for kodshim, not only for truma, even for chulin. So Mishpura brings down in Kufnon Ches, shame the levush, in order to make sure that the kohenim wash their hands before they eat truma. Because for Kohenim, there's a previous takona from the earlier times that they have to wash their hands, it's metame truma, to ensure that the Kohenim wash their hands before they eat truma, they're mesaken, everybody has to wash their hands before they eat pas. That's the reason why they introduced the takona benegea to chulin as well. And carries on the Mishnah Berurah, which is actually quite a chizuk in the Mishnah Berurah. If the whole reason is in order to make sure the kohen wash the hand, that's why we wash our hand, we straighten every time we have a meal. So bizman hazeh, when there is no achilas truma, we're all tameim. So why do we need to wash our hands bizman hazeh? Says the Mishnah Berurah shein levush. No. The Beis Hamidrash is coming back any day. We hope. Today still, the world we get, if it may take time, we get perfectly toy. We hope to get back to Achilas Truma any day. So therefore we have to keep the Regilus in place in order to make sure that as soon as the Beis Mishpah comes back, Bimheru B'Yameinu, as Mishmura says, that we're all ready, everything's in place, the Kohenim will be careful not to eat the Truma Batuma. That's why we wash our hands. So in a way, each time we wash our hands at the Tzedayim, we're sort of showing a certain strength of emunah, the Beis Hamikdash is on the way back. We need to keep the kohenim, truma, everything in place, and that's why we wash our hands before every meal of pas, to make sure, to keep the takonah yadayim tameim in practice, benegeah for the truma and the kodshim. There is a second reason why there is a takon of netilas yadayim, as Shmura brings very big kitzah, mishum nekius ukedusha. and based there's a smachta, a posuk, there's a posuk, viskadishtem, viyisem kedoshim, a posuk of Parsha Shmini. It's a certain inyan of kedusha that we wash our hands before a meal. What exactly is the kedusha part of washing our hands before a meal? So there's one very geshmaka pshat in the Keren Oira in Soita. He says, the hands, that is the actions of a person. A person does most things or many things with his hands. By a person washing his hands before a meal, he's sort of declaring to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, my hands are for you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. My hands are to serve you, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It may be I'm eating now. I'm eating a delicious meal now. But why am I eating? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I've washed my hands because it's a Dovah Shel Kedusha. I'm doing it to be healthy, because I want to be healthy to serve you. So washing the hands is sort of dedicating our hands to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What I'm doing now is for you. I'm eating. I'm going to enjoy my meal. But I'm doing it. The main intention is to be mechazik myself, avodas Hashem. And there's many other inyone avodah in achila. And that is the inyon of washing hands before meal. It's like a declaration, I'm eating for avodas Hashem. I'm doing a mitzvah now. I'm not just eating for my personal intentions in mind. The Chochmah Shleimer of Shleim Kluge adds, he says, we know Shulchan Doim leMizbeach. The table is compared to Mizbeach. See, he says, washing our hands before we eat is Ke'en, the Kohen washing his hand before Avodah Beis HaMikdash. We know Kohen, before they start the Avodah, they've got mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim and Raglayim. Chob didn't introduce Netilas Raglayim, but at least the Netilas Yadayim part of it is Me'en, the Kohenim washing their hands before Avodah Beis HaMikdash. That's our washing our hand before we have a meal. So there's a lot of inyonic kedusha being done, being shown by washing our hands before the meal. It's brought down the schus of washing our hands with beravchus, not being metamtsum, brings a lot of brocha. It's brought down in the mechaber that if a person washes his hands with a shefa of water, with plenty of water, it doesn't cut down. So then the Rabbeinu Shem is Moise shefa brocha in Simu Kufnun Ches Siv Yud. Rab Chisa said, I used to wash with plenty of water and I felt the Rabbeinu Shem was pouring on me shefa of brocha as well. So being mahadin it is a daim brings a tremendous amount of brocha. And Chashon Faket, a person of Mezaldim Tiz Yadayim, can bring to all sorts of opposite of Brocha. I would like to focus today on one Inyan Tiz Yadayim, which I looked into recently. Summer holidays weren't that long ago. What types of water are kosher for Tiz Yadayim? So there's one halacha in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samach, the water to be used for Tiz Yadayim must be water which is fit for drinking. Even if it's not fit for human drinking, at least fit for animals, for kelev, has to be able to drink. But water which is not fit for consumption of kelev, as the Mechaber talks about, my meluchim, salty water, or sruchim, water with a terrible smell, or morim, or bitter, which a kelev can't drink, is posel for netilas yadayim. But, as Mishmur brings, it may be possible for netilas yadayim, but it's kosher for tefilas yadayim. There's a way of being mekayim netilas yadayim by dipping one's hand in water. So these waters, which are not kosher netilas yadayim, or if they're kosher letvila, any water which is kosher for tefilas aguf is kosher for tefilas yadayim. So therefore, when it came to going to the coast, and one wanted to have one's dinner or meal by the coast, to be machmir to bring a keli with you to wash netilas yadayim with seawater is not a chumrah, is absolutely a netilah which you're not yoytzer with at all, and a brocha levatola. So the way to wash your hands when you're next to the sea is not with a keli, is with tefilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim is totally possible. Tefilas yadayim is absolutely lechitchila. That's the way to do it. Now, the halachas of Tefillis Adayim are very interesting. And we'll see there's more kulos than chumras. So number one, when it comes to Tefillis Adayim, the rule is there's no shear. You can dip your hands in, you have a tiny well with only a small amount of water. There's no shear. You just need the amount of water that you can cover both hands with it. That's the amount of water you need for Tefillis Adayim, enough to cover both hands. Tefillis Adayim in a pond or puddle of rainwater can also be kosher for Tefillis Adayim. When it comes to rainwater, which hadn't been through a keli, a kosher mikvah water, rainwater collected in a pond, lake, puddle, a certain amount, how much do you need to be able to do Tefillis Adayim? So it's actually two shits, as Machlokes, Mechaba, and the Ramah, and it comes out, look at Chila, one needs Memsol. So if you're hungry and running around and you've got a Kelim Mikveh nearby, to dip your hands in a Kelim Mikveh which got Memsol, absolutely fine. Perfect Tefillis Adayim. But a small amount than that, less than Memsol, in a puddle, let's call it, it's a machlokes mechaber ramor, but the eved b'shas atchak. Even though the ramor said lechitchila, one should make sure one's got mem saw, but the ramor said lechitchila, mishmur said but the eved, one can be makel that made mikvush make a shomim. It's got the same rule as mayon, as long as there's enough water to cover both hands in one go. One can be mekayim the mitzvah nitzis daim by dipping your hand in that water. So seawater, obviously there's no problem having the right amount of seawater. There's plenty in the sea, but there's rainwater collections. So therefore, lechitchila we need mem saw, but b'dieved, any small amount is enough. Pardon? Oh, I'm going to come to that soon. I'm going to come to the loss in next year. Absolutely. So the first...
Is Zeichel the problem?
Yeah. I don't think that's obvious. Moving rainwater is a problem. Rainwater is only a kosher mikveh when it's still. But moving rainwater is a problem. So rivers can be complicated. Some rivers have got a natural source, and some rivers are just an overflow of rainwater. So flowing rainwater is not a kosher mikveh, only still rainwater. That's what I've been giving examples of. Ponds, puddles, and kelim mikveh, those are still rainwater. Mayon can be flowing, but not rainwater. If one does do Tefillis Adayim, what bracha do you make? So again, there's two shittas in Kuf Nun Tes Siv Chof, and the Mishaburas Hachroz like this. If the water is fit for drinking, at least for a kelev, so then it's fit, so it could be used for the Tefillis Adayim as well. So then you should make the brocha on the Tefillis Adayim. But where you got water which is totally unfit, and back to the example, seawater, which is totally unfit for drinking, and only kosher for tefillah, so the brocha says the Mishmur should make, Asher kitshonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu al tefillas yodayim. That's the brocha you're supposed to make. And I practiced it with my children quite a few times at holidays. We did a few rounds of Tefillis Adayim in the sea and make sure that the right brocha, it's not terrible you make on the Tefillis Adayim, but the brocha in Mishmura Paskins, you're supposed to make the brocha, Asher Kitshonu b'mitzvois v'tzivonu al Tefillas Adayim. The Chazon Ish Grad is Choylka Mishmura. He says, there's no special sibui on Tefillis Adayim. The mitzvah is Netilas Adayim. Just you're making the mitzvah through tefillah as well. So why changing the brocha? So the Chazon Ish held, you should always make the brocha on Netilas Adayim. But the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishmura Paskins, where it's water unfit for drinking and only kosher for tefillah Adayim, says the Mishmura, the brocha you should make is the brocha Asher Kitshonu b'mitzvotzov v'tzivonu al tefillah Adayim. Now, Tefillis Adayim, there are loads of kulas in your Tefillis Adayim. We know to do Tefillis Adayim properly is quite an avoider. You have to make sure your hands are dry, wash twice, hakbos yodayim, and nigul. There's a lot of halakim. When it comes to Tfilis Adayim, there's an interesting a whole string of kulas. It's so easy to do your netila properly through Tfilis Adayim. Number one, it's mavua from the Acharinim. You know, before we wash our hands for when it is done, we need to make sure our hands are dry. Why? Because if our hands are wet, the hands are tommy at this stage of time. It makes the water tommy, which if you've got wet hands, the water's tommy. And if you're going to pour water on the tommy water is going to make your tefillah stone water tommy. And therefore you're not making it's in the tefillah with that. That's why you need to dry your hands before tefillah shidaim. But the Achrayim bring, when it comes to tefillah shidaim, you don't need to. And it's very, very useful, because when you try and get your hands into the water, into the seawater, and you try to get, you have to walk a little bit, and then the waves come, it splashes. The first time it doesn't work, and the second time or third time attempt to get it, your hands are not dry by the time you get there. But it doesn't matter, because you can't be metame the sea. You can't get your main netila becoming tommy. It's only by netila shidaim there's a worry you'll end up washing with tommy water. But when it comes to tibiyad the sea, the sea's not going to come tommy. You can't be metame the sea. So therefore, even if your hands are tommy, as long as it's not sticky, you know, which is chatzitza, we're not about chatzitza. Of course, you have to make no chatzitza. But you don't have to worry about your hands being wet. So you just eventually get close enough, get your feet a bit wet as well, doesn't matter. Get close enough that you can dip your hands into the seawater and the wave splashes over your hands. Fine, done. It doesn't matter, your hands were wet beforehand. That's kula number one. Kula number two, as you ask, do you need to wash twice? The answer, no, you don't need to. Washing twice by netila shidaim is only because after you've washed once, the din is the water's got a certain tum to it. You're yoytzen the tila, but since your hands were tummy, the water's got a certain din tumma to it. So therefore you wash off the main tmein before you go further. But when it comes to tvili shidaim, there are no tummy water. You're not dealing with tummy water at all. Because as soon as you dip your hands in the water and the seed doesn't become tommy at all, it can't become tommy, you're only dealing with tohe water, and therefore you have got no tommy water. So you don't need to wash twice. So therefore, washing once is enough. You can wash either two hands together or one after the other. That also makes no difference. You put one hand in and then the second hand in, or both together. But you only need to wash your hands once, and or dip your hands in once. You don't need to dip your hands in twice. Thirdly, the third kula is, by netila shidaim, you're supposed to lift up your hands after netila to make sure water doesn't drip down from your arm onto your hand. Because your hand is the mokum netila. The arm is not mokum netila. So the water on the arm is called totally tommy water, not connected to netila. You have to make sure the water doesn't drip down from your hand from your arm onto your hands. But that's again when you're dealing with tommy water. But when it comes to tefillah shidaim, the chayim come out, it comes out there's no tommy water involved, and therefore you don't need to lift up your hand. And so for a mechaber, that you don't need to, when it comes to tefillah shidaim, you don't need hagbo'as shidaim, you don't need to lift it up. You can keep your hands any comfortable position which you want. That's kula number three by tefillah shidaim. Kula number four is, strictly speaking, you don't have to dry your hands afterwards either. By netila shidaim, the niguv is part of the mitzvah, because you have to get rid of all the waters, because there could be some tommy water there, and you mustn't have the tommy water when you eat your lechem. But when it comes to tefillah shidaim, since again there's no tommy water, so the mechaber says clearly, matvil yodov ain't sorech niguv. You don't need to dry your hand. Strictly speaking, even if your hands are wet, you can go ahead and eat it. You'd be mekayim your mitzvah. There's no tomei water at all. It's all dealing with tohei water, no tomei water at all. So you don't need to wash your hands. The Mishnah Berurah says, if it makes miyus to eat with salty water hands, then you have to dry your hands. You're not allowed to eat bread in a form of miyus. But only as meals and not as part of chiyuv netila. So the nafkamina is how carefully you have to dry your hands. So you need to dry your hands practically. You don't want to eat your sandwiches with your wet, salty hands. You don't have to be mug. Normally you have to dry hands properly, really well, before you sit down to eat. But when it comes to tefillah sidayim, you don't have to. You have to make sure it's not a matzav of meals. But you don't want that. So that's four kulas with God. When you do tefillah sidayim, no dry beforehand, don't eat twice, hagbon not necessary, and niggle, als hugs netilas also not necessary. One halacha remained, shifsh of yadayim. There's a mitzvah to be meshafsh of yadayim, brought down the Simon Kof Samach base, because that's more based, as the poet said, there's more to make sure you remove all the lichluch. The idea of rubbing your hands, tzorech leshafsh mzubazu, so Mishbura brings, that is to make sure if there was a bit of dirt in there, lahave halichluch. So lahave halichluch, Mishbura says quite clearly, that's a filler by tefillah as well, that applies. That's the one halacha of the halachas of Hilchos Tefillah and the Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, which remains even by tefillah. But otherwise, it comes out there's so many kula Tefillas Yadayim. It's like a mechaya to be mechaya mitzvah Netilas Yadayim through tefillah. That it's so much easier. I must say, it's very relaxing to do it. It's a very geschmack to do it, and it's a mehudadika netila with so little effort. Both perfectly liquid chiller in with Petrus water. Some waters are only fit for them, as we said before.
Is it by a bottle of water?
No need. There's absolutely no need at all by the sea to buy a bottle of water. You could buy it for drinking with pleasure. But for Natila, there's absolutely no need. It's liquid chiller gemurot tefillah shadayim. Chachom said it's exactly the same. If tefillah shaguf is okay, tefillah shadayim is absolutely liquid chiller. Shabbat liquid chiller.
Preference over using a bottle of water?
No preference if you do it right. I'm saying as the convenience of less things to go wrong. Forget, tefillah's got a preference, in as we've just explained. Legaba the zman from the brocha, so it's brought down in Simon Kuf Nun Ches. You know, normally brochas need to be done over las yosoi. You normally make a brocha before you do the mitzvah. When it comes to Netilas Yadayim, we don't make the brocha before we wash, because often as it's brought down the Gemara, the Mechaber passes in the Simen Kuf Nun Ches, because Po'omim Shein Yodim Nikiyas, sometimes the hands are not clean, they're not always fit for brocha. So they will kaveah the brocha afterwards. Says the Mechaber, but what about the Din Ovlasi Yosoi? So Mechaber says, fine, you do afterwards, he does not worry about it. The Ramo says, but make sure you do it before niggul, because niggul is part of the mitzvah, and that makes it over lasi yosoi. So making the brocha after washing, before drying, you've still mekayim the over lasi yosoi mitzvah of brocha of yosoi, because you do it before niggul, because niggul is part of mitzvah. When it comes to tefillah sidayim, that's one thing you lose out on. You haven't got this hito of over lasi yosoi of doing before niggul. As we said before, you don't need nigel by tefillah sidayim. Just as mitzvah, it's not part of the mitzvah. The din remains the same, that even after nigel, you also make a brocha. When you haven't got an opportunity to do before nigel, says the Ramo quite clearly, mavarach achekach. So that's the only thing I think you can lose out, let's call it, if that's the right word, by doing tefillah sidayim. You don't get the hint of overlasi yosoi of making the brocha before nigel, because nigel is only called a chelik of the mitzvah by netilas sidayim. But when it comes to tefillah sidayim, it's not a chelik of the mitzvah. So the time to make the brocha is quite clearly they still made a loy plug. They didn't push the brocha beforehand. The time to make the brocha is still after it. So, but not one. So you're suggesting before the shift shov. Is that what you're trying to suggest? Pardon? Before the shift. Yeah, but again, the shift shov is not clearly a chelik of mitzvah netila. Nigav was called mitzvah. Shift was lahav elichluch. So therefore, it's still not the mahudit dikov lasiyosei which you have by netilas yadayim. So that's the one. Let's call it little thing you have to lose out on the hit of Ovlasiyosa due to his time, but it doesn't make it for that reason. I think one can lose out on other things, but Netilas Yadayim. So both are perfectly kosher ways of doing, and so then when you do Tanaim, so it's a type of perfectly key mitzvah Netilas with its own alochas, as we say, many more kulas than chumas. So that is the idea of Tanaim. But as we said, I was going about doing it in rivers is a bit of a problem, because rivers, you have to know the source of the river before you use the river. Some rivers, as they say, are only there when there's a lot of rainwater. It's just the rainwaters from the mountains or the snow melting and coming down. But during midsummer, if it dries up, so then it's called a rainwater river. So rainwater, you can only do 3 liters a time if it's still, but not if it's flowing. So a river, if it's got a natural flow to it, one of the main rivers, then again, it's perfectly kosher for 3 liters a time. But a river which dries up in midsummer when there's no rain, so therefore it's only a rainwater, flowing rainwater, is not called kosher natila. So before one uses rivers, one has to take a walk to the river source and find out exactly how this river works before one uses rivers for that.
If you're in the airport and you go and you wash your hands in the restroom.
Yeah, that's a separate discussion. Then, we're saving right. For the Eved. On these restrooms nowadays, they're not called Beisakise, because they use for other things as well as the way that the toilets are designed nowadays. They haven't got the same thing as Beisakise in the times of Chazal. So there you can also wash your hands with a keli, or lichitchila. If without a keli, it's complicated on top of nom. It's not time now to go to all those details, but there are ways of doing it, and then the broch you make outside. A smaller aura, which a last research, which I'd like to share with you, which I found very interesting, in the Chasam Sofer, in last week's parasha, it says, Ki yipole memcho dovo la mishpot, ben dom le dom, din din ve kam tov elisa, says the Chasam Sofer, mamish bederch drush, but the Chasam Sofer's drush, got a certain chashivas, which makes it definitely worth you saying over. Says the Chasam Sofer like this. Says the Sofer, many times we have things which are seemingly simple, and suddenly we find ourselves totally confused. When it's a time of learning, it used to be a simple toisus. Now it's totally confusing. Whether it's some other inyan, whether it's an inyan in Avodah, whether it's Ashkov, whether it's a Munna, things are seemingly simple. Suddenly a person finds himself in a state of confusion. What's going on here? Says the Chasam Sofer, it's a hashkocha protest from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a toiva for you, that you should rethink. And if you rethink, you're going to climb greater heights. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want us to remain static. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to rethink and climb like that. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam specially puts sfeikas in our minds, whether it's sfeikas in learning or sfeikas in adin yon avodas Hashem. Not that we should be like, says the Chasam Sofer, like Paro. Oh, I don't understand. So me Hashem shesh mekoyim. So therefore, I don't understand. It's not. No. Pum, forget. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam makes us as fakers. We've got a special mitzvah to rethink what was clear till now, and that way you'll strive much further and you'll gain height. Ki yipole mimcho dovo la mishpat, says the Chasam Sofer. Something which till now was under the category of mishpat was crystal clear. Yipole. All in this confused. I'm in a state of confusion about it. I could something was easy, whether it's dom le dom, whether it's din le din, nega le nega. Do you know why? For kamto, for oliso. It's in order that you should pull yourself together, rethink it, for oliso. You'll get much better clarity, much further madrigues, you'll stag much more, and you'll gain tremendously. Every state of confusion, says the Mishkam Sofer, is a shkoka plotted from the Rabbeinu Shalom for our toiva that we should gain. And he says if somebody doesn't rethink, he's wasting an opportunity. So he's giving us a toiva from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is how we're meant to take any confusion as a stepping stone for a new madrega in Avodah Hashem.
Is a dog, is a lamb, is a lost, is a good job, very cool. Pay long, he's talking about some shit, he's talking about